Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Be sure to check out the upcoming BigIron.com online auction Wednesday, March the 27th, featuring Meyer Beef and Grain, LLC. There's going to be plenty of well-maintained pieces for bid in O'Keene, Oklahoma, including a 2021 John Deere self-propelled sprayer, a 2019 Massey Ferguson self-propelled windrower, a 2014 John Deere four-wheel drive tractor, and much, much more. No reserves, and all items are lien-free, so register to place your bids today at BigIron.com. Big Iron Auctions, rural connections, respected values, and real deals.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
Well, Senator James Lankford was one of many lawmakers that was competing in the OYE Legislative Celebrity Showmanship Competition. I caught up with Lankford after to talk about the latest Washington, D.C. updates and more. Lankford released a border security package back in February, but he said the bill has just been frustrating.
Yeah, it's been frustrating on the border bill. Everybody sees the problem, and everybody's nodding their head going, there's a problem, when we actually have to sit down and do the work to be able to actually get to a solution. In the Senate, I've got to have 60 people to be able to vote for something. That means I got to get Republicans and Democrats both on board. That means you got to sit down with people you disagree with, work out the differences. So we sat down for months to be able to work out what can we get done. We're not going to get everything done, but we can't do nothing. And the whole world is saying we're going to do everything or we're going to do nothing. We've done that for a long time, and we're getting a lot of nothing. And we're getting now millions of people coming across the border. So my first things first, Biden's got authorities that he can do. He's choosing not to do that. But there are also problems in the law, like the asylum standard. There are major problems. So we've got to be able to fix that. Even President Trump was asking for those changes when he was president.
One of the rumors Lankford addressed was amnesty.
When you get into immigration, immediately everybody says, well, there's amnesty in it. There was actually no amnesty in this bill at all. That was one of the major features in it. No amnesty. It was the first time to bring a border bill in decades that had no amnesty feature in it. Second thing I heard from people all the time is, well, let 5,000 people a day in every single day got to come in before you did anything, which was completely wrong, completely 100% wrong. The way the bill was written, it changed the rules for the very first person crossing. So the first person that illegally crossed every day, we would detain them. We would do a quick screening, and we changed the process on the screening where it'd be quick, and then they'd be deported from the very first person. If you got to 5,000, though, you're overrun. You can't do that. And so we changed the rules at 5,000. So at 5,000, we don't even screen anymore. We just deport you. So at 1, we detain, screen, deport. By the time you get to 5,000, we just detain and deport. But from the very first person, they're turned around immediately. So that all the rumors are out there, we let 5,000 people in. It had amnesty in it. It had all these special perks for people. My other favorite was it gave everybody work permits. The crazy thing is it actually took the work permits away. What's happening today, right now on the border, is 1,500 people got a work permit today just by crossing the border. It took that away in this bill. So there are a lot of things that were exactly the opposite of what the internet was saying. I know it may be shocking that social media sometimes has things wrong, but it is a challenge because we still got to get stuff done. And everybody walked away at the end and basically said, we'll just let Trump get elected and he'll solve this. But I'm telling you, when Trump was president, we had 4,000 people a day that were crossing. President Trump was asking for the things in this bill, and I was talking to some of his staff behind the scenes on it who were saying, we understand what's going on, but we want these authorities. When we become president, we're going to want these.
To hear my complete conversation with Senator James Lankford, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, if you wear denim, then you're invited. It's time once again for the 2024 Denim Bowl coming up April the 5th and 6th in Oklahoma City at the Skirvin Hotel. On Friday, we'll kick off the welcome reception and casino night. Saturday morning is the golf scramble, followed by the 2024 Denim Bowl, the great evening of good food, dancing, and live and silent auctions. Plus, we'll be inducting the newest members of the Oklahoma Cotton Hall of Fame. To reserve your spot, you can go to OkieCotton.com. Once again, that's OkieCotton.com.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.